guys, and I was a little struggling, but today it gets more rough and more bumpy, and I feel a little bit better. And then first ball I get all shot, and then me and Mike and Ben we get a good rhythm and we threw away from the rest, and everything was going perfect. And after 20 minutes I just overjumped a little bit on jump, and my shift level just follow and fall away and crash, and I didn't have the shift level anymore, so I was lucky that the bike was in third gear, and I keep riding in the third gear for the next 20 minutes, and it was pretty hard because especially downhill I had to pull the clutch a lot of times because the bike was going so high, and the rear shock didn't work that good, and so I had to just take the clutch almost all the bumps. So I get tired, I get unpumped, and then we had good race with Mike. We could go far away, but then with this problem we just slowed down a little bit, and in the end it was good. The overall victory is important for me for the championship. Second race, the start was good also, but I get a little bit tired in the first five laps, and I make a few mistakes, and then I was really, really fast. I was having so good lines, and I was struggling a little bit, so he pulled away a little bit, and my man was riding also really fast, and he catched me and he passed me. I tried to follow, and Mike was there also. We just passed each other two times, and then in the end, it was okay for me for the championship.
Okay, so Tony, well done. Tony holds the championship in the Adams from Plus. Any questions?
Yeah. Given that you had won that first moto, what was your goal in the second moto? Were you just trying to finish ahead of Mike?
No, I mean, for me, it's not important, the overall victory. I just was looking for the championship, and that was my goal for the second moto, just try to keep more points with the championship.
Given that this is the first US Grand Prix in a very long time, what is winning this race specifically mean to you?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, here in American Motocross it's really, really, really big, and having GP here, for sure it's something important for us, and for everybody, for the public, and for the fans. So I think it's good to have the GP here. Hopefully next year we can have more, and I think it's a good idea to try to have to mix a little bit the US and Europe, so we can have a good races together with the best rider.
It was really hot today, and then we have to fly back to Europe tomorrow. Do you think this might affect you from France?
I don't know that, but I think it should be okay. Just now riding all the week and try to get the time again, and everything is going. Since Saint Jean de Genis, it's not a really tough track, so I think compared to this one and with the hot weather that was here, I think it's going to be more easy race.
Tony, it seems like some tracks may suit the 350, maybe some other tracks suit the 450. How is this track?
Yeah, you're right. Some tracks are we have more advantage with 350. This one, I think, was one of the one who makes like the 350 struggling a little bit more because big uphills and fast tracks. So you have to try to push more in the corners and on the downhill for make the difference with other guys.
Did you see this GP as a good race to compare us a little bit between USA and World Championship?
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I said before. Next year, hopefully, we can have more races, and we can have a good race, and also with American riders. And I hope more riders come, and that could be really great, so really good for motocross.
Tony, Mike had a really good qualifying day yesterday. Ben Townley did really good in qualifying. What did you do to allow you to improve so much today?
Actually, yesterday was a little bit. Strange because we already missed one practice, and for remember the track it's been important, and also if the track has changed, but these guys are right here on this track many times, so I think it was good to have good practice, but then with the problem of the wind, we couldn't. So I just didn't have so much time to set the bike and try to like change a few things for can follow these two guys.
Thanks again, Antonio, for the championship.